Hello and welcome to our audio worship for the 13th of February, the 6th Sunday in Epiphany. The worship today is a mixture of that which happened in the church and that which has been recorded separately. So let us begin with a prayer. O God of the universe, we ask that you will go before us in all that we do, and with your most gracious favour, you will guide us and be our continual help. We pray that all our works begun, continued and ended in you may glorify your name, and that this worship may be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Join with those worshipping in the church.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that with our minds set on your wisdom and love, we may pursue both in word and deed those things that are pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is in the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious. It does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart, and give to all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings.
A reading from the first book of Corinthians. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are all people most to be pitied. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
This morning's gospel comes from Luke. Jesus stood on a level place, and a great crowd of his disciples and an even greater multitude of other people from all Judea, Jerusalem and the coast of Tyre and Sidon had come to hear him and gathered around, wanting to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. All in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him, and he healed them all. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed for you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. Blessed are you, yes, blessed, when you feel as if no one gives a damn, when you don't know where to turn or what to say, when why becomes the biggest word, blessed are you. Blessed are you, yes, blessed, when you feel forgotten, lonely, misunderstood, when all the world seems against you, when utter despair seeks to be your only companion. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, yes, blessed, in your grief and pain for what or who once was, in your doubt and disillusionment for what or who could be, when past and future want to swap, restoring life to memories. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, yes, blessed, when the road seems blocked, the map lost, the ground sinking sand, when you are full of questions but void of answers, yet still ask, no demand a blessing. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, yes, blessed, when you are afraid, tattered, worn out, damaged beyond any seeming chance of repair. Blessed are you, proclaiming the whole of your humanity. Lament, weep, scream, for dawn will break on another day, and in that day you will be blessed once more. Blessed hope, that those fresh blessings are more welcome companions.
Holy God, help us to hold the high standard of your teaching, even when it is hard to apply to our modern way of life. May we strive never to lower your standards or to change what you teach, but to apply it in every aspect of our lives. The response in our prayers today to Lord in your mercy is hear our prayer. Lord in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we pray for your blessing to be on this congregation and this church, and for your presence to be seen vividly in all we do and say each day. We pray that your joy and your love will flow freely in and through us to all we meet. In a diocesan cycle of prayer, we pray for Bishop Kevin, the Scottish Episcopal Church Brechin, the Companions of Our Lady and St Mungo, the clergy and congregation of St Matthew's Fossil Park, and our friends at Holy Name Cumbernauld with Ray Gascoigne, and our joint rector with them, Reverend Kirsten. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Creator God, drive away despair from our politics, revive our dreams of justice and truth, and restore our passion for what is good and right. Establish your just and gentle rule throughout the world, especially where there is conflict.
where peace seems so far away and so many have lost everything, even the faint hope of a peaceful future. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Father God, we pray for our communities, that each of us will make use of our individual talents, enabling us to flourish as a witness to our church. We pray for our friends, our neighbours, those we know, those we don't know. Everyone we see through our lives. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Loving God, we ask your healing touch on all who are ill or suffering. We especially pray for anyone we know who are experiencing emotional pain or are broken in spirit through personal or family problems. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Merciful God, give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, that by casting their cares on you, they may find the strength to face the days ahead. May we pray for those we know who are now no longer with us, but are with Christ. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Everlasting God, send us out into the world, renewed by our worship and strengthened by our fellowship, so that we may be a testament to the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ.
As our Saviour has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.